Hi, and thanks for listening to Guest Match Internet Radio. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Our special guest today is A.J. Poyden. A.J. is a longtime public speaker who for over the past two decades has trained hundreds of speakers and content experts to get them stage ready for major presentations. A.J. and I are old friends. We've worked together for many years, back to my days with CBS Radio in Las Vegas, and he's developed a three-round approach to speaking and has helped several speakers generate pretty big incomes, six-figure incomes in their first year as an active speaker. And that's why we wanted to make him a part of Guest Match Internet Radio today and invite in all the folks from Speaker Match as well to listen, because one of the questions I get asked as the Guest Match Chief Media Strategist most often is, how can I best monetize this free media exposure? And let me give you a couple of examples. One of our Guest Match members, Rick Robinson, is a fiction novelist, and he will be appearing on Sean Hannity's show as a member of the Great American Panel on Fox Network TV. Richard Lustig, another Guest Match member, recently sat down with Rachel Ray on her syndicated TV talk show. Bev Flaxington was interviewed with a major network news organization, Fox News Radio, just a couple of days ago. How do those folks best monetize that media exposure and also the speaking exposure that they get from being on the platform? And that's why we wanted to talk with A.J., who joins us, I believe, today in Tampa, Florida. Is that right, A.J.?
That is correct, all the way from sunny Tampa, Florida today. I think it's hot all over the country, isn't it?
It is summertime as we do this show live. And by the way, if you have a question, be sure to chime in and we'll be happy to answer those as we go along. Or afterwards, you can always email your questions and we'll get back to you at support@guestmatch.com. That's support@guestmatch.com. All right, AJ, for folks that aren't familiar with your background, I did mention that you've been a speaker and probably are best known in that industry as a speaking trainer. You're also an author. You wrote Prepare for Leadership, also a book called How to Coach a Fish. How did you become a public speaker? What got you interested in that?
Well, first of all, just to set the expectations of everyone, I wanted to give a little quick definition of what type of speaker I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a speaker consultant, there is the speaking world of being a polished, you know, Toastmaster, you know, type of, fee speaker type of speaker. And then there are the speakers who are making money by teaching their information. And so where my expertise is really in the business of being a speaker. You know, even as I talk here, you may hear me say ahs and ums every now and then. So I'm by far not a polished speaker. However, without that type of talent, I am still able to and help others to create, you know, regular six-figure incomes. And so that should be a sign of encouragement for everyone that even as you are polishing your skills, there is just huge opportunity for people to make a lot of money in this business. And, you know, one of the ways to kind of get your message and your word out is that it takes money to continue amplifying your message. And so by making money is where it's at. And so I actually started by just following a lot of other speakers in the seminar industry since I was 14 years old. And being around that for a long time, I just kind of learned a lot. And then pretty soon it got to a place to where I started to teach people some of the things that the other speakers were teaching. And then from there, then after a while, I started to meet more and more speakers, and they wanted to know what I was doing on the business structure side on how to do things. And so I started to teach people, although I started in the seminar industry at 14, around 2000, I actually started consulting other speakers on how to start their business and how to monetize, more importantly, and make money in their business. And so, you know, for the last 10 years or so, I've been teaching speakers how to build a business structure around their business and treat it like a business and not a hobby, and how to make money with it.
I've always thought of you, AJ, as sort of the Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the curtain for other speakers, because I know you've written a lot of terrific speaking presentations and have worked with a lot of speakers who've gone on to do what we help people do a lot in terms of generating big media exposure. One of the speakers that you worked with, I know, did the Rosie O'Donnell show and has done Howard Stern and on and on and on. When you look at the most successful speakers out there, both AJ in terms of the media exposure that they get and also in terms of how successful they are as speakers, what are some of the common traits that you see that really set these people apart that maybe some of the folks who are listening could pick up on?
You know, it really has to do a lot with their business structure. In other words, I see a lot of people put a lot of effort into looking good, making their business look really good and professional, and yet behind the scenes, it seems like their business is just falling apart. And so therefore, because they don't have a good business structure around their speaking business, all of a sudden they tend not to last. And so therefore, they fall apart before they are even able to take off and succeed. And so, you know, one of my things that I'm known for, I'm known as the three rounds guy. And in a 12-round boxing match, I'm the guy who's going to help you get through the first three rounds. And that means give you a good plan, a good business plan, good speaking plan, a sales plan that will make sure that your business is strong enough to stay in the game long enough to the point to where you get that success. We talk about, you've heard the thing about it took 40 years to get to an overnight success, right?
Right, right, right.
You know, and so I'm the one that's going to help you get through however long it takes until that success happens, that overnight success happens, until that big break comes along. Because it's not just getting that big break, it's being ready for that big break.
Let's talk a little bit, AJ, about the three rounds concept that you just mentioned. When you say three rounds, what do you mean by that? Because I know that it is sort of a full business plan or a structure on how to maximize monetizing your speaking business, and that's really what we want to get to today, how to monetize this free media exposure and how to monetize your speaking. So what are the three rounds, and how does it work exactly?
Well, the three rounds is based off the concept, I call it three rounds, of a 12-round boxing match. You know, if a boxer is able to get through the first three rounds, they consider him a contender. And the strategies to get through the first three rounds is a lot different than the strategies to win the whole entire boxing match. And you can compare the two, football as well, if that's your sport. You know, you don't just look at the whole game and try to get the game. You look at each quarter. How do we win each quarter? And the three rounds is how you win the first quarter of a football game. And so the three rounds really comes down into, is your speaking business properly prepared? Do you know your USP? Do you know how you're going to monetize this? Do you know where the proper profit points are? What is your business model? You know, so many people, I can look at their particular business model and realize that, you know what, even it doesn't matter how good your content is, you're going to be out of business in the next year just because of your particular business model. So the first round is really about preparation. And then the second round is about application. It's not just, you know, being prepared and knowing what to do. You know, as a consultant, Burke, you and I both know that telling people what to do is one thing. Getting people to do it is a whole nother thing, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And so round two is getting people into the application, making sure that not only do they have a good plan, that they are executing it and that they're doing it properly and it has all the accountabilities. They know what their day-to-day schedule looks like. You know, we hear about professional speakers, but does anyone really know about the professional speaking business? What does we know they go on stage or they get on the radio, and we know that they speak, but what do they do in between speaking sessions? And that's what I kind of train people on. What do they do in between the speaking gigs, you know? And then the third thing is sustainability, and it's knowing exactly, you know, not just how to have a business that goes from gig to gig to gig. How do you create a business that sustains and gives you continuous income as well? So that's what the three rounds is really based on. And in those three rounds, I prepare people mentally. I prepare their skill sets, and that's something that we'll get to talking about today. You know, do they have the ability to sell? You're a great trainer, But unless you can sell what you train people on or teach people or teach people, you'll have the opportunity to teach people just once. You know, so it's the mindset, the skill sets, as well as having the proper strategy as well.
If you're just joining us, A.J. Poyden is our guest today. He's a published author of books including How to Coach a Fish. Also, for the past two decades, has worked with some of the most successful speakers in America and around the world. And he has a concept that I thought was intriguing and wanted to bring to our guest match members, our speaker match members, and the folks who are listening in today who are interested in monetizing their free media exposure as well as their time on stage. It's this concept of three rounds. And I love the visualization there of the boxer who, if he can make it through those first three rounds without getting knocked out of the ring, then you are a contender, then you have a seat at the table. AJ, you mentioned one term that I want to make sure that everyone on the call knows what that term is. You said you need to have a clear idea of what your USP is. How do you define a USP?
It's a, you know, you could call it your unique selling position or what separates you from others. You know, a great way to define that is by, I use this one statement, and that is, when you can answer this question, you'll have your USP. Why should I, your potential consumer, utilize your product, your service, or your book rather than any other media out there, or, you know, any other media, product, or service? So, you know, why should I read your book when I can buy your book when I can go to the library and check out a book for free? You know, why should I go to... Why should I listen to you rather than anyone else? And when you can answer that, that is your unique selling position. And that can really help people have a relationship with who you are. You know, the one of the things that I've seen the very successful speakers do is that they have a relationship with their audience. And one of the things about having a relationship with your audience is that you need to define who you are as a person. And too many people I've seen try to be so many things for everyone without any particular personality that the audience doesn't know how to relate to the person. You know, when I met you, Burke, we were both in Las Vegas, right?
Right, that's correct.
And in Las Vegas, there were a series of different magicians on up and down the strip. And I remember there was one magician, and, you know, in his opening act, he would be this millionaire in a race car, and he would make the car appear. And then in the next scene, he was a riverboat gambler. And then in the next scene, he was this artist. And in this next scene, he was, you know, a bank robber. And he'd just do all these type of magic. And because his character kept on changing, you never knew who he was as a person, and you could only relate to him so much. Then you take another magician like Lance Burton. And although he played an Indian, a race car driver, an opera singer or something like that, he was always the same person in each of the sceneries. And so you got to think, you know, who is he? And Lance Burton had a far more successful career than the other magician because people could have a relationship with him. So when you have that USP, people figure out, you know, what are you known for? You know, I'm known as the three rounds guy. I'm the person who is going to help you get your business start your business or get your business to the next level. You know, that's what I'm known for.
And I think that your point is a very good one, and it also is very applicable when you go after media hits. I can tell you that with all of our guest match members and all our clients at Allen Media Strategies, the media is much less interested in the fact that you're an author who's written a book or that you're a speaker. They want to know what that book is about and is that applicable to the content that they're trying to push out to the audience. So if what you have to say in your USP is very succinct and people can wrap their arms around it, there's a real hunger for that from the public and also from the media, and I've seen it borne out in research study after research study. You need to be known as that thing, that one thing, and what is it, and can you describe it very, very easily? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, as you listen, if you have a question for us, you can certainly send it over to us. Email it to guestmatch.com/radio. That's guestmatch.com/radio if you have a question for me or for our guest today, speaker trainer, A.J. Poyden. So the three rounds, it looks like preparation comes first, then application, and then sustainability. Some of our listeners, AJ, I think are part-time speakers who are doing something else as a full-time occupation. And perhaps some of them would like to become full-time speakers, and yet some of them want to do it, you know, sort of on the side as an adjunct to their main occupation. Even if you do this on the side, do you think this three rounds approach of preparation, application, and sustainability still makes sense?
Absolutely. In fact, that's who I designed the program specifically for. Those are the people, that's my particular niche, the thing that I'm really good at, and that is getting that part-time person to start succeeding on a small level to the point to where they can make a transition. You know, over my 20 years experience of watching speakers and entrepreneurs, one of the questions I keep on asking myself is, what's the reason someone's not succeeding and what's the reason others do succeed? And I can't tell you how many times I've seen people spend thousands and thousands of dollars on training on how to do a particular business only to find out that they are so busy working their regular business or their regular job that they have no time to apply what they learned. So they take the class, they spend $1,000, and then they do nothing with it because they just don't have the time for it. And so the three rounds concept is really designed for the solo entrepreneur, the person who's doing something already and they're looking to make that transition. What can I do? How can I replace my income as a speaker just working a few hours a week? What are some of those things? And so, you know, there's this concept of what I call QuickBooks and Quicken. Are you familiar with the accounting software QuickBooks and Quicken?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you know, QuickBooks is the, you know, the business accounting, which is designed for the professional, and while Quicken is kind of like your everyday person, you know, home use type of accounting software. And I see so many people go out and say, hey, I'm really serious about this. Let's go get the QuickBooks version, or let's go get the real professional, you know, advice and consultation. And yet they are really a so small of a business that they really just need the Quicken. So they spend all this money on how to be the big corporate professional. Well, right now, we're not even sure if anyone's interested in your topic. There's so many other things that need to be tested, that need to be prepared for. And so where my expertise is advising to, you know, guerrilla tactics. How does the solo entrepreneur with very limited cash flow funds start a business the quickest way to cash flow, so therefore they can now start to have the business pay for itself, you know? And so the first three rounds, you get a person who is a jack of all trades, can get you moving, get you making some money. And then after that, you know, I'm not the biggest expert on internet marketing. However, I know enough to get you to cash flow. Once we get you cash flowing on the internet, well, then now we have the money to pay for the bigger expert who can then take you to the next level. So there's a different type of strategy and different kind of coach there. So it's what's the quickest thing is going to take for you to survive. And for beginner speakers, getting to cash flow is absolutely critical for them to thrive and get through the first three rounds so that they can become that overnight success.
AJ Boyden is our guest today. Thank you for listening to Guest Match Internet Radio. I'm Burke Allen, the Chief Media Strategist for Guest Match at AllenMediaStrategies.com in Washington, D.C., and you can reach us at support@guestmatch.com. Now, if you're listening to us live on the net or if you've dialed in today, you can submit your questions to us at www.guestmatch.com/radio. That's guestmatch.com/radio. AJ, You had mentioned earlier that you train a lot of speakers, and of course I know that you give lots of presentations too and have done a fair amount of media, and you very modestly said, but hey, I personally am not, in so many words, a great polished speaker. So my question to you would be, from the speaking standpoint, and then I can speak to the media standpoint, from the speaking standpoint, is it better to be a polished, sharp speaker based on your experience working with all these folks, or is it more beneficial to have a sustainable, you know, business model in place?
I would say that having a sustainable business model will be able to keep you in the game long enough so that you can develop the talents and the skills to be that polished speaker. I mean, as I talked, you know, there was a time when I talked to Les Brown, and, you know, he's Toastmasters, you know, winners, you know, several years in a row, and he's just as polished as they get, and he still talks about how much he's looking to improve and perfect his skill sets. And so, you know, becoming a polished speaker is a process, not a destination. And so that is something that's going to happen all the time anyways. And so alongside with that, you know, here's something that really should put this into perspective. Every time that I speak and I work with my other speakers, you know, and the people listening, when you speak, what's the purpose of your speaking? Your speaking will definitely help your business model. And your business model is where you make the cash. And your business model will also help you get your speaking gig. So it actually becomes kind of a reciprocal thing. The more I speak, the more that feeds my business model. The more I feed my business model, the more opportunity it gives me to speak. I know one of the questions I get a lot from speakers, and I'm sure you do as well, is how can I get more speaking gigs? How can I get more speaking, opportunities? And, you know, every time you get a speaking opportunity, it should feed something. And so one of the things that I advise people is don't wait for the world to give you a speaking opportunity. Go out there and create it. Make it happen. And so if you were to create, you know, go out and create your own audience by having a business model where you can create your own audience, gives you an opportunity to showcase yourself to potential, you know, conventions and speaking opportunities. And so, you know, a lot of times a meeting planner is going to say, well, where can I hear you speak? Well, if you're a beginning speaker and you don't have a lot of opportunities, then you're stuck in this kind of catch-22. It's like, well, I don't have any place that you could hear me speak, but if you hear me speak, if I can speak on your stage and other people can hear me speak, you're in this catch-22. So go out there and create your own audience. And even if it's a small audience, and that's exactly what I show people how to do, it gives the people a chance to kind of showcase themselves to meeting planners so that they can now start to have those opportunities. And in the meantime, in between those opportunities, speaking opportunities, you also get a chance to make money. You make business. So, you know, make your own audience, sell them books, sell them CDs, sell them your services, sell them seminars. And the more of that business model you do, the more speaking opportunities you get. The more speaking opportunities you get, the more business you'll be doing as well. And it becomes this upward spiral, synergistic, win-win situation.
And I think that's very similar to the way it plays out in media. And we've placed clients, including guest match members, in national television, national radio, and big print outlets like the Wall Street Journal, the Los Angeles Times, and also online. And these media outlets are really looking for someone with a topic expertise more so than necessarily the most polished person. You know, as of us doing this program live, it's the end of June 2011, and there are lots of wildfires that are happening in the Southwest. The media outlets are looking for experts that can talk authoritatively about those wildfires, much more so than someone who has a really polished delivery. So the content is king. AJ, the first step in your three rounds process is preparation, and you've talked about some of the pieces in detail. One that you haven't talked about a lot that we find incredibly important these days from a media standpoint is the internet. And most of the folks who are listening to this call are members of Speaker Match, which is a wonderful way to showcase yourself as a speaker. Many are guest match members as well, and we invite thousands of media outlets in to look for media guests on Guest Match on a monthly basis. How important do you think in your three rounds process, really having a good concept, a good handle on your internet strategy is? Is that crucial in today's world?
Absolutely. The internet is a great equalizer. You know, it's your chance for the small person to play on a big level, you know, and so integrating that into your business plan, having an internet strategy is absolutely essential. You know, when you're coming up with that internet plan, it's also important to know exactly at what time to implement it. And this is a process I call defining your critical path. In other words, you know, I could take an index, you know, a series of index cards, let's say 30 index cards, and on each index card, write a step or a process or a element that you will need to succeed. And I can take all 30 of these cards, put them up on the wall, and point to any one of these cards and say, hey, do you need this in your business to succeed? And the answer will be yes. And I could sell you something for it. And I could point to another thing and say, do you need this in your business? And the answer will be yes. And I could sell you something for it. I could point to another thing and the answer will be yes. And I could sell you something for it. And yet, you know, at the beginning of a person's business, being, you know, investing into 20 experts or investing into, you know, so many different services, you know, an internet strategy, a direct marketing strategy, a media strategy, you know, all those things could be, you know, kind of challenging. And so what having critical path means is just know putting all those steps that you need in order. So I point at one card and say, hey, do you need this in your business to succeed? And the answer is yes. And that's step 18. And right now you're at step 5. So it's better that you invest in steps 6 and 7. You know, do you need this step? Yes, and that's step, you know, 22. You're at step 5, so let's invest in steps 6 and 7. And as far as getting exposure, I think having a media strategy is one of the fastest way for a person to start monetizing. Because, you know, one of the first games that a person is in is getting that exposure. It's getting that list, getting eyeballs looking at you and getting ears listening to you. And because if you don't have that game, then nothing else matters. And right now the internet is, you know, although probably a crucial immediate second to getting people to look at you, you have to direct them into a way to where they can find you. You have to get their attention first. And I think services that you provide, you know, Speaker Match and Guest Match provide, is getting people to see you first, and then you direct them to the internet, and the internet gives you a chance to develop a relationship with them.
AJ Poyton is our guest today. He's coached lots of speakers and media personalities. I would imagine, AJ, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but in your three rounds process, there's probably no way to sort of take a McDonald's approach when you work with speakers and you help them to get better. Certainly within the framework of preparation, application, and sustainability, everybody needs to do those three things. But is it very individualized with each person, or is there a template that a lot of folks can follow? You know, everyone needs to do these five things in preparation. Everyone needs to have these five steps in application and sustainability. Is it different for everyone, or is there, you know, some commonality? Is there a way to take the McDonald's approach to this?
Well, you kind of answered the question already, and I'll give a little bit more clarifications to that. The way I like to look at it is I provide a skeleton for people. And then what we do is we personalize it by putting on, you know, the meat to it. And so therefore, you know, with a proper skeleton, then we know that once we put the meat around it, we come out with a human being. You know, with a different skeleton, then you put the meat around and you come out with a dog, you know. And
right.
So you have to have a structure to begin with that's going to give you the edge, give you the advantage to succeed. And yet I am definitely not a, you know, one shoe fits all, you know, type of person, because there's no USP in it. There's no uniqueness to it. And, you know, although this shoe may fit several different people, if it's a tennis shoe and, you know, this person is in the business environment, they need a dress shoe, You know, so you got to get the thing that fits right for the person. And so even defining what is a successful speaker is different for everyone. So when it comes to preparation, I first define what is it that a person personally needs to succeed. And, you know, so let's say a person wants to become a speaker. Oh, great. You know, they have a speaking opportunity every single week. And that's going to turn them into a road warrior. And this is a person who's a new dad and doesn't want to be on the road. And so, therefore, all of a sudden, that success becomes their nightmare. So let's start, you know, the preparation by finding out what it is that the person needs. You know, if it's a speaking business, how much money do they need to make in order for their speaking business to replace their other income so, therefore, they can do it full time? You know, if it's a little bit of money, well, then we'll use a certain strategy. If it has to be a much bigger amount, then we need a more aggressive strategy. And so it's also how much joy is it going to bring? You know, we don't want to turn someone's passion into their nightmare. We want the speaker to win on all levels. And so, you know, when preparation being the first round, we first start off with a person, you know, what it's going to take for them to win personally. What do they need to develop, you know, internally? Do they have the endurance, the discipline, you know, business discipline to stick with it? What could they, if they don't, does that mean, boy, you know, and discipline is something I get a lot with a lot of people that they just don't have. Because, right. Boy, I haven't been a very disciplined person. If you're saying this takes discipline, how am I ever going to succeed? Well, there's certain things we can do to help you develop your discipline muscle. So let's work with a person internally, externally, what are their needs? What do they need to feel like they're going to win? Then we find out their skill sets, you know, their people skills, their ability to meet people, follow up, gaining rapport with people, finding connections with people. What are their marketing skills? And then what are their sales skills? And what are their leadership skills? And if they don't have one of those things, then that's where they can use a consultant like yourself or myself to help them develop that. And I would say, you know, one of the preparations that a person needs to do is they need to really help start developing their sales skills. And, you know, for the last 2 years, I've been recognizing that is one of the skill sets that I have seen lack in a lot of speakers. And so I've worked on developing a template that can and a training method to help speakers quickly develop a sales presentation so that they can start to monetize their exposure, their media exposure.
Our guest is A.J. Poyden. The book is How to Coach a Fish, and you can visit A.J. online. Your website again is?
SuccessCoachTechnologies.com.
All right, very good. And by the way, I've wrestled A.J. to the ground because I know that we have a lot of folks that are listening who would love to get hours from him. And yet we only have an hour on the call today to come up with a way for him to stay in touch with you after this call. And so we'll pass that along in just a couple of minutes. And in the meantime, if you have a question for AJ that you'd like to ask, you can submit those at guestmatch.com/radio. That's guestmatch.com/radio. Earlier in the call, AJ, we talked about with these dozens, I guess probably hundreds of speakers that you work with now in the last 20 years, some of the things that the most successful ones have in common. Let me flip that on its head. I think this will be helpful for media personalities and speakers. What are some of the big mistakes that you see on a regular basis? You mentioned one that I keyed in on immediately, and that is that you've seen in the last couple of years a lack of being able to sell and having the skills to sell. And from a media standpoint, if you're not convinced of, you know, what you have is important, valuable information to pass along, then the media consumer won't be. So it's absolutely crucial when you're on TV and on the radio that you can sell yourself. What else? What is missing? What are the mistakes that you see speakers make on a regular basis that our speakers and our media experts on the call can avoid?
Well, you know, I could probably go off for several days just talking about that one particular element of sales. Because, you know, whether you're actually selling for money a product or a service, or just selling yourself on having, you know, that media exposure, you have to have that skill set. And too many people rely on it just being kind of luck or just being in the right place at the right time, as opposed to making it happen. And so I've got six strategies that will help people, you know, increase their conversions or their sales ability. And this is whether you're selling, you know, yourself or whether you are selling a product or a service. I mean, it's really, you got to get to a point where you can monetize it. And if you can't monetize it by getting a speaking fee, then there's lots of other models you can do to monetize, monetizing books, CDs, consultation, monetizing, you know, seminars. And, you know, the first of these strategies is having an irresistible offer. And this is really about having that kind of like that USP, being topical. You know, there's a lot of people who become speakers because they have something they want to say to others, and yet they're not really looking at from the listener's point of view. Is it something that they want to hear? You know, what is it that they want to hear? So having an irresistible offer is making your product or your topic something that other people will buy. And you know, for example, I was working with one speaker, and they're talking about a product, and it just sounds like a real big downer. You know, it's how to, you know, not how to avoid getting ripped off on you know, with something with real estate, in how not to make mistakes. And yet, you know, something that this particular audience that he was going to speak to, what they wanted to learn is how to win. They didn't want to learn how to, you know, they didn't want to hear about what not to do. They wanted to hear, great, now that I know what not to do, what do I do? So you got to position your product and say it as something that, say in a way that will be what people want, you know. People have objections to, you know, the reason why they're not going to buy your product or service. Well, you can overcome a person's objections with the product itself. In other words, by just pointing out key features to it and actually making it an element of your product. So let's say I have a home study kit, and I'm thinking, you know, I want to teach people how to start a business particular model. Well, one of the objections that I might get is that the person doesn't know how to sell. You know, it's like, great, I can learn this particular model. It still doesn't solve my problem of how do I sell this. And so, therefore, what I do is in my product, I create a sales module, and I build my product based off of what it is that they will buy, and plus putting in bonuses or building the product to overcome any particular objections. So if I'm, for example, let's say it's a seminar, and they say, well, you know, one of my objections is that I, you know, my spouse won't know anything about this, and I'm going to have to teach them all this too. Well, what if I could include your spouse as an added bonus? So not only can you attend, you can bring your spouse along with that. That's making the offer more irresistible. And so we need to say the benefit that the person is going to receive right in the title of what it is you're offering. You know, so a lot of times I get people giving, talking about their products as a description, you know, as a description. For example, they may say, you're going to get my audio CD, as opposed to saying, you are going to learn how to achieve overnight sales success. You know, overnight sales success is telling you the benefit right in the title of the program, as opposed to telling you, you're going to get my CD. That's the product. Sell the benefits of that. And that's all part of that element of having an irresistible offer, using the buzzwords that grabs their attention. You know, in the media, they're saying things in a certain way, and you know, all about using the hot buzzwords that gets them, you know, gets the attention. People like blueprints. People like playbooks. They like, you know, things that talk about money. They like things that talk about quick change. They want to know that they're going to get support. They want, if it's about business, they want to know that there's marketing, that there's sales involved. And so if you can include any of these type of buzzwords in your descriptions or as or in your benefits, then it's really making your product or your service an irresistible offer.
It really does sound like the thing that you're saying and that I also see from a media standpoint is not being able to sell yourself or sell that product. And AJ, when we teach people, you know, that go on television, that go on radio or do newspaper magazine interviews or internet interviews, we teach them that they need to be prepared, and I guess this speaks to your preparation piece and also your sustainability piece in your three rounds, to have, you know, that web presence ready to go in conjunction with doing the media hits. You know, for example, all of our guest match members have a great media profile. It's an online press kit, essentially, that can include video and audio samples of what they do and headshots and bios and sample questions. So everything is right there and on the ready. And then when they do the media interview, during the interview, they're coached to drive people to their personal website and to make sure it's a website that's easy to remember and it's easy to spell, all that sort of thing. Is it a similar strategy for a speaker, you know, when you're out there and you're speaking to a group of 10 or 10,000 to drive them at the event to a website, or can you drive them to different places to begin that monetization process?
Well, you know, that whole online media kit, as you talked about, is, again, following that same concept of creating an irresistible offer. You're making you as a speaker an irresistible choice. It's like, boy, I got to have this person as my guest, you know, on our radio show. You know, it's compared to your media profile compared to someone else, if we can make you more irresistible because you already have the questions, you have the kits, the videos and the audios and the bios already set, you're a more irresistible offer. And one of the things is that it's not just in the media kit and it's not just your product. It's really having having the skills to be able to duplicate that irresistible media kit, that irresistible speaking opportunity, that irresistible selling of the book or selling of the CDs or selling of the webinars. It's a process that they really got to learn to master, because you're selling, you know, one of the more common things I see is that speakers, if they do have a sales presentation at all, they have one sales presentation, and yet you got to realize you're selling to the media person, you're selling to the potential client, you're selling to the potential promoter, you're selling a CD, a seminar, a consulting, and you need a presentation for each one of those. And so by having a template so that a person can master and then be able to communicate and sell on whatever it is that they're presenting, makes the whole entire process have the ability to monetize on multiple levels. You know, as a speaker, most speakers I know have one stream of income. They're making money from one thing, you know, whether it's getting their speaking fee. And what I like to teach people is, in speakers, is that they need to create multiple streams of income within their speaking business. Again, it's creating books, CDs, ebooks, webinars, seminars, consultation, coaching. You know, and it's asking yourself, where is the real big profit point? And that's one question that when I ask people, they generally don't have an answer for. They know what they do. They know where they make business, but they're not sure where the biggest profit point is. And they do all the things that bring them a little bit of money, and they never focus on the thing that can bring them the big piece of money. And that's what I'm always looking for. Where is the big money in your business? Is it in the speaking fee? Is it in the selling of products? Is it in your consultation? Where is the big profit point? And then now that you know where that profit point is, we can direct, you know, every media that they get towards a relationship that builds up to that particular point.
Our guest is AJ Poyden. He's an expert when it comes to monetizing your speaking business. He's been at it for over two decades now with his three rounds approach that includes preparation, application, and sustainability. And you can visit him online at successcoachtechnologies.com. A quick note for our folks on the West Coast. One of the ways that we as media consultants and as the Guest Match Chief Media Strategist that I personally believe is a phenomenal credentialing tool for you with the media, as well as a speaker, is writing a book and having a book available, which can be a profit center, but it certainly can also be a great credibility builder. If you happen to be on the West Coast, I'll be in Anaheim, California on August the 1st speaking at a publishing event, and details of that are at publishingseminar.com. So if you've ever thought about writing a book and using a book to help you generate tons of free media exposure and tons of opportunities to speak as an adjunct to your speaking business, I'd love to meet all our West Coast folks, and that is on August the 1st, 2011. Find out more at publicityseminar.com. AJ, in our remaining moments here, I want to really drill down on the final piece of that three rounds, and that's the sustainability. And I know from working with you, and this is going to date me a little bit, but you and I have actually worked on projects together now for almost 15 years since I was with CBS Radio in Las Vegas. 15 years. So you know how to sustain a business. I mean, you're in it for the long haul. How can emerging speakers, and that's a term that Brian Kaplowitz at Speaker Match uses a lot, emerging speakers, how can they develop a sustainability model where, you know, they're not just out there for 6 months, and even the really successful ones, you know, can make a lot of money and then it all goes away. How can you really sustain this? How can you give your speaking business legs in your experience of working with these folks for all these years?
Well, you know, that really, sustainability really comes from first finding out what works. You know, it is about putting everything onto autopilot, but, you know, you can put a process on autopilot, and if it's a bad process, well, then you just go downhill faster. You know, you can motivate an idiot, and all you have is a fast idiot, you know. And
right.
What we got to do is we got to find out what works for you, and what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another person. And so, you know, as much as and I will address, you know, what a person can do to create sustainability, I just have to emphasize that before even getting to sustainability, we got to find out what's making things work, what is already starting to cash flow. I see, I talked about that critical path, and I see so many people looking to, right from the very start, look to put their business on autopilot. And the thing is, we don't even know if the process works to begin with.
Right.
And and getting that cash flow. So I just want to emphasize a lot first that at the that's why it's called the whole three rounds concept. It is, the first round is get to a cash flow one way or another, first of all. If, you know, guerrilla marketing, guerrilla sales, get it to cash flow just so that we know it's a viable product and a viable service. You know, once we have that, now we got to do it with ease and master that. Then it is about, now we can start to have the bigger vision. How do we create sustainability with this? You know, how do we leverage this so that it has that product or that service, though, that we start building a business around it, having a proper business plan so that we can outsource certain pieces of it, and so that you can start to get residuals. You know, that's the neat thing about creating books and CDs. You know, when you have the media, you can direct people towards, you know, books and CDs, and there's no more additional fulfillment time off of your plate to do so. And yet, you know, that may not be your biggest profit point. And so, you know, first of all, we've got to figure out what works. And then one of the biggest things that stop people from having sustainability is that they find out what works, they keep doing it, and then something always seems to get in the way of them being able to do that. And so it takes utilizing a consultant to find out what is stopping the person from succeeding. They've got a product, they've got a service, they got the attention of the media, the media is driving traffic to a website, and they're starting to speak a lot. Then, you know, what are their, you know, from a personal point of view, you know, what are some of their own mindset challenges that prevents them from having that sustainability, you know, that says, you know, the mindset of you got to work hard for your money. Well, then, you know, with that particular mindset, they'll never develop sustainability because they'll never allow themselves not to work to get that money. So that's from a personal mindset point of view. And then from a business, you know, point of view, what are some of the things that's stopping them from having success? You know, a lot of people already have a business that's working, and they just need to find out, you know, what's stopping it from having that sustainability. And that's, you know, one of the things I love seeing people get to.
And I think you make a very valuable point, and it's, you know, the old analogy, you've got to be able to walk before you can run. It's the same thing that we coach AJ when we talk to folks about doing media interviews. You know, everyone wants to immediately be on the major networks, and if you've never done a media interview before, then we always encourage our clients to spend some time in small markets, to, you know, your local radio station, your local newscast. Maybe they have a midday show where they have guests on, or a local morning chat show on television. You get your sea legs first, because you certainly would be much preferable to stumble a little bit there than it would be on a major network level. So I can see the commonality there in the speaking business too, where you really have to have your foundation in place before you worry too much about sustainability.
One of the things that I really like to point out with that too is that, you know, I know that we've got some amazing people who are members of Speaker Match and Guest Match and have already an expertise, and they're already moving along. They get the speaking opportunities, and they have a good amount of success to toot their horn about. And yet, when I start talking about all these different types of business models of how to monetize on different levels, you know, even those people need to realize that, great, you know, from a speaking opportunity side, you may be already a professional that's doing pretty well, and yet to monetize on, you know, maybe from like the internet sales side or product development or consulting side, that part of the business is starting from scratch. And so, you know, that person's looking, you know, that person who's already sees themselves as this expert is trying to create the big model for a consulting business. And it's like, okay, I respect your expertise, but your consulting business is at round one, while your speaking opportunities is at round three. And so, you know, chunk down your business a little bit and realize that some things, again, need to start from scratch and build that part of your business correctly.
I think that's a great analogy. As you know, AJ, you know my wife for many years. Christy works in healthcare as an educator, and she tells me on a regular basis about physicians who are incredibly gifted surgeons, incredibly gifted doctors who make, you know, wonderful salaries and are horrible money managers, because that's just not where they put their focus. And many of these folks who have, you know, mid six-figure incomes are living essentially paycheck to paycheck because they don't have, you know, that business plan, that business mindset in place. And that's why I think this three rounds concept is so incredibly important. And I didn't get a chance to tell you, Jay, but as the call has gone on, we've had dozens of folks who have been chiming in to listen on the telephone and the webcast and Skype, and are sticking with us. So before I let you escape my clutches here, I do want to ask you, you know, and I'd asked you before the call, if you could put something together that is a very reasonable investment for folks who might want to find out more about your methods of developing these speakers, of coaching speakers to increase their revenue and monetize their speaking, as well as their media exposure. So, and we did not have an opportunity to find out. Did you have a chance to put something together where you can stay in touch with people who might be interested?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there's a small group of people that I'm already working with that your audience will be able to take advantage of. And I am taking them through, you know, a kind of a fast track type of process, webinar series, to help them take their business to the next level. And so what we've got to put together, and I'm going to be doing a webinar series July 18th, 20th, and 22nd. It's a series of three webinars, and it's going to be done all in the same week, and those webinars are actually going to be recorded as well. And this is a great opportunity for someone to get familiar with, you know, these ideas and these concepts, these particular business models. You know, I talk with a lot of speakers who are successful in one particular business model, and now they want to monetize, and they aren't familiar with other business models. And so what these three webinar series is going to do, the very first one is it is all about sales. It is creating your sales presentation. And I give people a template on how to get higher conversions in their sales presentations. Whether you're selling to a person one-on-one or a small group of 10 people or a big group of 50, 100, or 1,000 people, this is going to be a key piece. And you know, whether a person is beginning, brand new in the industry, or a veteran in the business, the sales piece is the commonality, the common ground where eventually something needs to be sold for you to make money. And so no matter where your experience is, this having a good sales presentation for all the different steps of your relationship with other people and your clients and the media, having that sales piece is very important. So I'm going to be doing that presentation on July 18th. And then on July 20th will be the second part of the series where I'm going to be teaching this group of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and speakers some new business models that are designed for information marketers and speakers. And that really is how to first target market to super agents, you know, you could call them affiliates or business to business, you know, people who have influence. If you can get to this one person, that one person is going to be able to introduce you to many other people, and how to target market those particular people. So therefore, you can start to create your own opportunities. You don't have to wait for anyone else to say, hey, I'm going to give you a shot. You create your own opportunity, create your own audience. And in that process, I focus people on the profit point, where is the big money in their business, giving them some models to create fast income as well as sustainable income. You know, what you do to create money right now is a immediate strategy, and then what we do to create money over a period of time is sustainable, maybe a different type of product. So I'm going to give them different models and how to have different types of model points. And that's, I'm going to be teaching that on July 20th. And on July 22nd is the third webinar of the series and the last one. And that's really fast-tracking their business. And this really comes into the application part of the three rounds where I consult people and give them an idea of what is the day-to-day schedule like for a speaker, you know, in between speaking opportunities. What should they be doing on a day-to-day basis? Where's the accountability? You know, how do they hold themselves accountable? And how do they make sure that stuff is going to get done? You know, as a consultant, you know, I no longer am interested in telling people what to do. I'm always asking myself, what do I need to do to make sure that they get it done? So I'm going to give you some of the strategies that I use. So therefore, it's not just, you know, less and more information. Your audience already hears a lot of information. It's how can they set up systems to make sure that information gets applied and starts to monetize. And then we also go into ideas such as outsourcing as well. So on July 22nd, it's all about fast-tracking their particular their business. And so I call this, when your audience goes to three rounds, that's with an S, threerounds.com, 3rounds.com. They'll be able to see this special opportunity that I'm already doing with a small group, and your audience can join us for these three webinars, July 18th, 20th, and 22nd. And as a added bonus for your audience, when they act, you know, in the next 24 hours, I will be giving them an additional bonus of a pre-recorded webinar that I did that has been getting just rave reviews, and that is a bonus called Overnight Sales Success. So you don't need to wait until July 18th, 20th, and 22nd to attend the three rounds webinar series. As soon as they make the investment of just $49, believe it, this is a process that, you know, I have taught people and sold for, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars, and I'm going to give each of you a kind of a way of developing a relationship with me for just $49. And when you make that investment, I'm going to give that bonus of the overnight sales success. I can teach you sales skills, and it may take some time for you to, in a learning curve, to learn how to use those sales skills so that it starts to make money. Yet what can I teach you that can increase your sales skills tomorrow? So therefore, you start to make more money tomorrow, literally overnight. And I'm going to be giving that webinar recording as an added bonus right away as soon as a person makes their $49 investment into 3rounds.com. And so that's,
you are a good man. Yeah. Thank you, AJ. That's fantastic. And that is the number 3 and the word rounds.com, 3rounds.com. And so if as you listen, if you'd like some help with the 3 rounds concept, that you're an emerging speaker or a media personality who really wants to make sure you've got your preparation, application, and sustainability in place, this is a good opportunity. And those webinars begin July 18th. And we understand that they will also be recorded for later broadcast. Plus, AJ has a free gift, which is very good timing. I'm glad that we had you on this month. Thanks, AJ.
My pleasure. It was a joy.
AJ Poyden, our guest with Success Coach Technologies. Again, visit him online at 3rounds.com. And if you are on or near the West Coast, I'd love to meet you in person when I speak to authors. And you can find out more about that event August 1st at publishingseminar.com. In Washington, D.C., I'm Chief Media Strategist Burke Allen. For Guest Match and for all our friends at Speaker Match, Brian and Paul and the entire gang, thanks so much for listening to this very special Guest Match Internet Radio.